It's a very nice first day of spring across eastern New York and western New England. Spring arrives during the dinner hour with very little fanfare, but as we move into the first full day of spring tomorrow, and really the first few days of spring, the weather is going to be quite stormy across our area. Now, as you've come to learn over time, these late-season winter storms, or I guess in this case it would be an early spring season storm, these storms tend to bring a variety of precipitation types, and elevation really plays a big role in what occurs. Typically in these setups, the valley locations would be favored to get more of a chilly rain, while the higher elevations would be favored to get in on more of a wet, heavy-type snow. And that's generally the way it looks to play out, especially Thursday night into Friday and really right through about midday on Saturday, with the potential for some heavy snow accumulation across the higher terrain. Now, it's certainly possible that, especially across our northern valleys near Lake Champlain, that there's going to be some snow in the mix as well. I think for the Albany area, the signal's not great for a tremendous amount of snow, but there's certainly potential for some snow out of this. And then farther to the south in the Hudson Valley, it looks to just be some rain. So as we head into tonight, the weather looks to be quiet. Clouds will increase, and it's not going to be as cold as the past few nights. Lows will generally be in the upper 20s and low to mid-30s. Then through tomorrow, it'll be a mainly cloudy day, and we'll see rain develop, and that rain will become steadier as we move into the afternoon hours tomorrow. Now, across especially the higher elevations, this may begin as some snow. Temperatures will generally be in the 40s, but temperatures will begin to drop late in the day tomorrow into tomorrow night, and that cold air will work basically from top down in the atmosphere. So on the higher elevations, it's likely to be mainly snow tomorrow night, while in the valleys, it's likely to be rain. Then that snow line will work basically from top down in the atmosphere, and that'll bring that snow line a little bit farther down, closer to sea level. And on Friday, it's still a mix of rain and snow across the area, and we're likely to see that snow continue Friday night into Saturday, especially across the higher elevations. So if you are in the mountains, keep in mind there is potential for some heavy wet snow, and that may lead to some power outages as that snow tends to cling to trees and power lines. More on this over the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds and not as cold, a low of 28 to 34. Tomorrow, rain developing and becoming steady later in the day, some snow possible on the higher terrain, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 28 to 34. Tomorrow, rain developing and becoming steady later in the day. Some snow is possible in the higher elevations, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds and not as cold, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, becoming steadier late in the day, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds and not as cold, a low of 28 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, becoming steady late in the day. Some snow is possible in the higher elevations, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a mix of rain and snow, breezy with highs in the 30s and 40s. And on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, some lingering snow, especially during the morning in the mountains, windy and cold, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.